Our next batch of stories include how nearly £100,000 of COVID cash is being chased, a food blogger's scheme to donate hot drinks, and how a computer avatar has been used to combat signer shortages. City Hall is still fighting to claw back almost £100,000 of taxpayers' cash that was given out during the coronavirus pandemic. Taxpayers have been left out of pocket after businesses claimed support grants either fraudulently or in error at the height of COVID. The money was intended to help struggling businesses, but now Norwich City Council is chasing the lost cash. Across Norwich, 13 people took money fraudulently, which includes cases where there was no eligibility, but the grant had been paid in good faith. A further 92 grants were paid in error, including situations where there were grey areas in the guidance, and it was subsequently discovered a business could not have a grant. The authority refused to share any information about whether the cases of fraud have been passed on to the police and declined to provide a comment from the senior councillor. While the money was handed out by local authorities, it came from central government and should not affect council budgets. Green councillor Ben Price, the chair of the audit committee at City Hall, said, "Ultimately, any system is open to abuse, and I believe the council has done its due diligence to minimise that."
A festive fair in the city centre was busy with visitors over the weekend. Performers entertained the crowd with a dance routine as people eagerly sampled the goods at the many stalls. The festive fair was held at the Forum. It was free to enter and featured East Anglian stalls galore inside, including those selling jewellery, candles, decorations and much more. Visitors were able to enjoy a glass of local beer or a cup of warming mulled wine while listening to Christmas carols played by Norfolk's own Pavilion Brass Quintet.
A Mile Cross mystery has emerged after the apparent abandonment of a new car on the edge of a park pathway. A Volkswagen Polo has been spotted by bemused homeowners and traders in the Mile Cross area of the city. The VW has been ditched on the side of a public footpath from Burnett Road near Sloughbottom Park in the Sweetbriar Road industrial estate. Chrissy Rumsby, Labour County Councillor for the Mile Cross ward, said, "Hopefully no one sets fire to it. The longer it's there, the more mischief that will be created. Anything like that has to be reported to the police before anything can be done."
People are being urged to give a cup of kindness as part of a new Pay It Forward scheme launched in Norwich by a food blogger. Love from Norwich has been set up by Zena Leach-Carlton, who runs the popular Instagram page Love Norwich Food and has more than 17,000 followers. She wants to use her platform to make a difference, and customers can buy vouchers for a reduced price at cafes in and around Norwich to donate hot food, warm drinks and cakes. Vouchers will be behind the tills at participating venues and will then be stuck to the poster on the window when purchased. Then people in need can come in and grab a voucher and claim with no questions asked. Six cafes have signed up so far, which are Sweet Tree Patisserie in St John's Close, Dira Coffee in Earlham Road, Brownies and Coffee in Guildhall Hill, Cuppy Hut in St Giles Street, Yard Coffee in Red Lion Street, and The Cafe Club in King Street. Donated hot drinks and sweet treats can be purchased for a discounted rate of £2 each, with a toastie for £3.
For 6 weeks, Norfolk Showground has been transformed into a winter wonderland, complete with fairground rides, an ice rink and more. A trip on the giant observation wheel has revealed the dazzling lights in all their glory as revellers visit for some festive fun. It is the first time the event has been held in the county. Michael Matthews, one of the organisers, said, "Visitors can expect a whole host of rides and attractions, and the ice rink is absolutely enormous. We want to make this an annual event in Norfolk." As well as heading up the big wheel, there is a 60-metre high sky swing, which lets people soar above the crowds. Opening times vary depending on the date, and the hours are extended over the Christmas period. Entry tickets cost £4 at winterwonderlandnorwich.com, with under-4s free. Ice skating costs from £10.50 to £14.50 per person, which includes admission.
Artificial intelligence has been used by a Norwich firm to recreate one of the city's MPs. Robotica Machine Learning has created the avatar of Norwich North MP Chloe Smith, who recently announced she will not be standing for re-election, to be used as a sign language aid. Miss Smith has paid a visit to Robotica's HQ on Rosary Road to learn how they're using artificial intelligence to make sign language translations. The digital signers are very human-like, and after mastering British Sign Language, they are setting their sights on learning American, Italian, and other sign languages. 1 in 6 UK adults are deaf or have difficulty hearing, and some 70 million people worldwide are sign language users, with upward of 300 different sign languages existing globally.